B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock ya.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. Another hot day, both inside and outside. The inside, we'll continue the discussion that has been pretty hot chat for the last several days as we wait sports taking over so we can actually divert our attention from serious issues and go have some fun for a change. So it is the Mike Mussinelli Show. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. And we will obviously continue to talk about the Deshaun Jackson situation today. And here's the thing. Apparently, there are a lot of people who aren't getting what I'm saying about this. And apparently, on our social media, on our Twitter account, there is some kind of perception that I'm being soft on this, and being soft on Deshaun Jackson. Let me just, for the record, give you my clear understanding of this and clear interpretation of this. If you were listening to this show immediately after that happened, my first reaction was to say he should be cut. Okay? I made no bones about it. I thought it was heinous, and heinous is what heinous is. When Riley Cooper happened, I was one of the guys that was tooting a horn to get his ass out of town and cut him. And so here we go with the Deshaun Jackson thing. And some things are so heinous that you can't justify them. But I also, to be honest with myself and you, and if you're being honest with yourself, there's a caveat to this whole thing. And the caveat is that I'm not in charge of the business of the Philadelphia Eagles. And sometimes we make the mistake constantly of looking at a situation only with our eyes. Now, a lot of this backlash towards the not suspending Deshaun, which is not what I said at all, he deserves some kind of punishment, okay? But a lot of it is coming out because somehow white people are thinking they're getting the bad end of the stick here. And we'll talk about that more in detail. This is a very important discussion that we need to have. Now, here's the caveat. The Eagles have to look at it like this. They have to decide this issue with eagle eyes. See what I did there? I didn't mean to do that. That's just the way that it came out. So let's take it one step at a time. What I think, he needs to be either cut or suspended. Now, you go, okay, well, how could they do that if they didn't do that to Riley Cooper? And again, you have to look at it through eagle eyes, because that's a major part of looking at it through eagle eyes. So they can say, well, I hear you on that, but the intensified cancel culture has forced us to do something that we didn't do several years ago. We were wrong several years ago, but we now can't ignore it. Now, they could very well say that. I don't think they were going to say that. They can say, ultimately, we think doing it now in this climate is doing the right thing, because it was heinous what he said. Now, the reality is that when you do that as an entity, as a corporation, you now must face backlash from black people who are looking at it and going, oh, all of a sudden it's okay. It's okay with the cancel culture when you wouldn't do it with Riley Cooper. And if you don't think that's going to happen, you're very naive. All of a sudden, it's okay. It's a black athlete. Oh, Riley Cooper, you went overboard. Same ownership group. Didn't do it. Got to consider it. Through eagle eyes, you have to consider it. Now, here's the big one, because somebody asked me on email. Wow, would you be saying this if it was Carson Wentz and Lane Johnson did this? And there's where the caveat comes in. Because the bottom line, looking at it through eagle eyes, is to say some players are more important than others. The NFL and professional sports is not a democracy. It's why one guy gets paid more than the other guy. They've defined the rules. This guy's more important. He makes more money. So that's got to be considered. So when you suspend a guy or when you cut a guy, as the eagle eyes say, okay, A, the team suffers. B, because the team suffers, the fan base suffers. C, the owner suffers because he's got people to answer to. And he's out cash. He just gave the guy a big contract, and now he's got to sacrifice his bottom line to do this whole thing. We could sit here and look at it through our own eyes and say, well, if he would have done that with my corporation, he would have been out. It's not as simple as that. So I don't know what you're misunderstanding with me. I've already on the record saying what DeSean Jackson did is heinous. I was on the record when Riley Cooper did it. My first instinct was, it's so heinous, you need to cut the guy. And I wouldn't, see, when I look at DeSean Jackson, okay, he's an important player. He's not as important as some other players. DeSean Jackson right now is a cross your finger player. You don't know what you're going to get from him. Now, is that hypocritical of me? Yes, it is. It's hypocritical of me. But it happens to be the reality of sports. Not all people are equal when it comes to sports. And there's a sliding scale on what you can do to certain players when it comes down to this. Now, I don't know if I just confused everybody. Did I clear anything up, Tyrone, with that?
You did. You made it clear. The point is, there's no illusions that what DeSean Jackson did wasn't bad. But you did bring up a point that I think that there are people who want equality in a way without following the eagle eye, as you mentioned. Because equality would mean DeSean Jackson goes to California with his mother for a week, comes back, and we never hear about it again. That would be equality. But there are people out there who want a different kind of equality. They're saying, oh, well, if this person's getting in trouble and if I can't say this and I'm not allowed to say the N-word anymore, then he needs to be blah, blah, blah. And that's what a lot of people are really saying, but they're afraid to call and just say it.
Well, you're right about that. So let's get into it, because there are two different things here when it comes to white backlash. There's the white Jewish backlash, which is totally, absolutely appropriate. If I was a Jewish person, I would be tremendously offended. And I would fight back really hard at this whole thing. But now it's moved into another direction. Because now white people feel that white people are bending so far over backwards that we're somehow going to lose our whiteness. That's the bottom line. And I always say, why do you feel the need to fight back as a white person? Because there is a black resurgence of overcoming racial prejudice all these years, that is somehow going to dilute your standing in life? Like, all of a sudden, what, somebody's going to come in and repossess your furniture? Like, how is it going to impact your world if we expand our mind for tolerance? This is what I don't get about white backlash. All right. Again, it's turned into a heavy day. These heavy days, I'm telling you, they leave me weary. But they're necessary conversations. And I just want to clear up where my point is here. My point is, what he did was heinous. There's nothing that I am trying to escape from DeSean Jackson as far as being angry at DeSean Jackson, disappointed at DeSean Jackson, and want him to be disciplined in some form. There's the other side of it, which is what the Eagles are looking at, where it's not as clear as you may think it's clear. And that has nothing to do with whether we're judging a black man more easily than we would a white man. 610-632-0975 is how you get into the conversation. We'll go over a lot of other things. Congratulations to the Union. I was watching the game. I saw my man score the goal, believe it or not, today.
Yeah, you did, Bedoya.
I flipped it on at the same time that they rallied. And he made there was a block shot. It bounced out to him, and he left-footed it.
Yeah, he did.
It's the captain.
Yeah, Alejandro Bedoya. Energized by his appearance on the Mike Missanelli show.
He is the official soccer player of the Mike Missanelli show.
Yes, he is. All right, we're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All righty, it's the Mike Mussinelli Show. 97.5, The Fanatic. Man, my grass is dying, dude. I can't water it enough.
Oh, no.
Oh, my grass. I have my backyard looking good. All of a sudden, it's browned out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's tough. Well,
the heat.
Too hot, man.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, tomorrow's going to be so... It's the what they... For gardens, it's too much rain. We're going to have, like, basically like a...
Oh, really?
Like torrential downpours. They're talking about like gale force and hurricane level winds at the shore, and it's gonna be, that's what they're saying, it's gonna be ridiculous.
I didn't see that
tomorrow, so that won't help. You gotta have a soaking rain that's slower so your grass can absorb it.
That's no good.
Can't absorb when it floods.
When it floods, it kills the roots.
That's no good.
No, I tried really hard, man. I was out there. I dug like 1,000 rocks out of my backyard.
You sure did.
I planted seed. I covered it really nice with a little peat moss. It would grow in the spring. It looked like Ireland.
Don't look at that.
No, not. All right. Anyway, 610-632-0975. Let's just get right to the phones. Let's start. Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you that the 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's County location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and a cooling job. All right, let's start our Twitter poll. Paul B. Moyer & Sons brings us the Twitter poll. If you need new outdoor power equipment, go to Paul B. Moyer & Sons. They have it all. You can order online, see all their great inventory. They have machinery that's actually top quality. PaulBMoyer.com or give them a call. They have safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA. Natalie Aganoff, today's Twitter poll is...
Thanks, Mike. Over 100 votes on this one so far. Do you agree with Kendrick Perkins that Joel Embiid should not have voiced that he was uncomfortable with the NBA bubble? 3% say yes. 97% say no.
Well, we're going to get to Joel Embiid and Kendrick Perkins a little later in this show. Because Kendrick Perkins is hot taking him to death here.
And clearly no one agrees with him.
I'm shocked.
Yes. And also in this show, we're going to play a little interview by-play with Stephen Jackson and Don Lemon of CNN. And, of course, Stephen Jackson came out in total support of DeSean Jackson and kind of sanctioned what he said. And there was kind of a really good back and forth with the two. And now, Stephen Jackson... Did he just cancel an appearance that he was slated to be on?
Yeah, he was supposed to go on Hot 97 this morning with Peter Rosenberg, who also hosts the ESPN show in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
They had talked on the phone. He was supposed to go on this morning and have a conversation with a Jewish gentleman publicly, and he canceled. Yeah. He agreed to it last night. Something happened between last night and this morning. I was hoping that, because he's taking the wrong side. And I know there's a lot of black people angry at me right now and angry at... People have put their jerseys on with this situation, partially because the Eagles mishandled the Riley Cooper thing. So a lot of people are holding on to that. That doesn't mean DeSean wasn't wrong just because the Eagles mishandled Cooper.
Here's the thing to fully understand. There is a very interesting dynamic between black people and Jewish people. And you need to, like, it's really deep and involved, and you need to read about it. And I can, like, if you Google African-American Jewish relations, you'll get an interesting synopsis of what the problems are. And it's deeply rooted. And so, I can't sit here and explain it properly. You'd have to, if you want to learn about why some black people and why Farrakhan's message gets out there with the hatred and the anti-Semitism, you have to understand what the root of it is. And to do that, I suggest you Google African-American Jewish relations, and you'll get a better understanding. All right, let's go Kevin in Westchester. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Kevin?
All right. And Natalie and Tyrone, just want to say hi to you. also, thank you for what you do, Mike. Mike, I tell you one thing. My wife loves you, so you're on my bad side already.
where you live, Kevin? No.
Well, I live in Norristown. I'm from Mount Pleasant and Wayne.
Okay.
All right. Now here's my spin on it, and I'm hearing some noise in the background. I don't know whose that is.
There's no noise on our end. Must be your line.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But, okay, real quick, what's going on for me is that I'm spinning it a whole different way. And it has to do with everybody saying anti-Hitler this, Hitler that. But yet, we allow the KKK, the nationalists, all them to use the symbols of the Hitler regime and all the other nastiness of the racist crap that goes on. And then because DeSean Jackson printed or tweeted, I don't do none of that stuff, but tweeted that quote. And to be honest, I haven't even seen the quote.
Well, where do we allow those kind of, where is this allowance of the Nazi symbol? We're repulsed by it. Where are we allowing it?
KKK, brother.
Well, we're not allowing the KKK.
No. When I say allow it, what I'm saying is we all know that the KKK, their symbolization from America, from its birth, is racist, violent activity.
Well, of course it is.
Okay.
Sanctioning that.
No, hold on. Well, put it this way. If you're allowing them to march like they do freely throughout the country.
The Constitution says they can march.
Oh, come on, Mike. Mike, you know darn well.
Listen, man, you can't get around the Constitution, Kevin. Mike, you're not listening here. You can have counter protests to the KKK, and there have been many counter protests to it.
No, this is what I'm saying, Mike. I'm not saying that people don't protest. What I'm saying is, for instance, when anybody black, and we'll use the Black Panthers as an example. They came down hard on the Black Panthers for the little things that they were doing. So what I'm saying is, it's almost like when black people do something against this country, there's a difference.
Listen, Kevin, you're talking to Black Panthers, you're talking about a racist FBI and a racist FBI director, and it went head-to-head. Now, we're in a culture now that we're trying to be more awakened. So, like one heinous thing does not cancel out another heinous thing.
I'm not saying it does. What I am saying is that's where some of the outrage is, at least on my side. Because when you allow the KKK, remember, they use...
We're not allowing the KKK. We're repulsed by the KKK. Reasonable-minded people are repulsed by the KKK. The Constitution says anybody who gets a permit has a right to march. Wait, what do you think? We're not sanctioning the Nazi symbol. There are always going to be people in that kind of a counterculture. And if it was me, yeah, I'd go in and I'd zip them with stealths. But we can't do that. This is America. So we can't, like, just cancel out people and go and just shoot them down. where are we allowing the KKK? We have been working on dismantling the KKK for how many years?
Long time. Since the beginning of the, well, since the Civil War. Since then.
But yeah, you took it to an extreme. Listen, I appreciate your viewpoint, but you took it to a tremendous extreme. You're saying, well, because the KKK continues to exist, that means we shouldn't have any outrage about DeSean Jackson. Now, think about that, how far that leap is.
Also, the KKK, people probably don't know this because the last caller didn't, not a big fan of Jewish people.
No, despise Jewish people, despise Italians, despise Catholics.
Yeah.
We are repulsed by the KKK. The KKK operates in their own little world where it's not like it used to be, but it still does exist. And Charlottesville is a major example of that. But people have a right to march.
Yeah, there's no getting around it. You don't have to agree with the march. They have their American citizens. They can march about whatever the heck they want to march about as long as they're not violent.
Yes. All right, Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, guys. I'm taking care of my Mikey Mitz withdrawal. My phone app, for whatever reason, died for 97.5 on Monday, and I was on the phone with Apple for an hour and with the software developer that, you know, puts your station on, and they couldn't figure it out. I'm probably, because I'm using an iPhone 6, I guess it's a dinosaur, and, you know, maybe it's just not compatible anymore. But, you know, I'm satisfied my fix.
All right, well, I'm glad you're back here, Greg.
Yeah, well, I missed it. This Deshaun Jackson thing, I'm sorry that I missed some of the earlier week comments. I mean, is it the first thing that I thought of was that he was just trying to up the ante on social media and was being a knucklehead and didn't actually grasp what he was putting out there. I mean, I think it's heinous that what he wrote, but is it conceivable that he's just that unaware that he didn't realize what he was doing?
It's conceivable. It's to me, it's not a valid excuse, but it's conceivable.
There
are fundamental things you should know in this world. I mean, that's one.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And with social media being the way it is, and the cancel culture being what it is, and everybody being woke and whatnot, this is the worst time to be putting something like that out. Unless you're trying to get fired, you know. That's why I'm thinking maybe he just made a mistake. I don't think it's excusable.
All right, so what do you want to have happen? It's not excusable, so what do you think should be the solution?
Well, there needs to be some punishment. I don't know that they need to fire him. I guess I don't know if they have any way to get into his head to find out whether that's what he really thinks or if this was just one of these wild hair things that, you know, gets out on social media.
What do you mean wild hair thing that gets out on social media? He obviously put it out.
I don't know. Sometimes people put stuff out there that it sounds good at the time, but
what sounded good at the time about that?
Well,
this is why we're circling back here. Like, I understand what the point he was trying to make. You can't make that point by evoking the name of a man who perpetrated atrocities.
Well, I agree. And knowing that...
Well, that's the bottom line. That's all you need to think about it. So now it's up to the Eagles on what they're going to do about it. It's like, we're past the, like, well, maybe he did it for... I don't care why he did it. I really don't care why he did it at this point. That's not the issue. The issue is, now it's in the Eagles' lap. What do they do? And somehow people are getting the impression that I'm being light on Deshaun Jackson. I'm not running the Eagles. If I was running the Eagles, I would have a clear vision on what I wanted to do. The Eagles are going through all these parameters because they've got a lot of things to go through before they act here. And I think they don't want to have to suspend them. And I think they're looking at other avenues that maybe would satisfy the majority of the people who are engaged in this issue. But he didn't help himself. And let's get to that issue right away here. Several hours ago, was it?
Yeah, it was yesterday, I believe.
Oh, yesterday he did.
Yeah.
Okay, this was revealed by Bleeding Green Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man out there called Dr. Umar Johnson, who also has, correct me if I'm wrong, Tyrone, anti-Semitic views.
Not specifically. He's more, all right, people are going to get mad again. He has issues with Europeans of all types.
Okay.
He would have equal issue with Natalie Yu and a Jewish person.
Okay.
Basically. Dr. Moore, he has these unapologetically African, and he uses a K instead of a C And yes. he has a certain following. He is not a doctor, though. He calls himself a doctor, but he is not, not a doctor.
All right, so but he's influential in a lot of circles.
Yes, he absolutely is.
Okay, so he put on Instagram, hashtag we stand with DeSean Jackson. And his post is, black people don't have a history of attacking anyone. However, whenever we exercise our right to free speech, not necessarily a constitutional right, but a God-given right, we are accused of attacking other groups. These same groups who feel so offended by words do happen to have a history of enslaving us, oppressing us, miseducating us, and denying us access to wealth. This is that was one of the major planks of the African-American Jewish conflict, that African-Americans feel that Jewish people have denied them access to wealth for many generations. So he says, I pray for the day black men stop having to apologize for what we say when others don't even have to apologize for what they've done. Okay, that's his viewpoint. DeSean Jackson now, who has tried to apologize three times to kind of slide out of this mess, likes that post. Now, whether he believes that, and I'm sure he does, he is in a position now where in order for him to continue his career and to mend this thing so it goes away, he can't do something like that.
Yeah, he put himself in a tough spot. And the other part, this is a... All right, I want to be as nice as possible.
Mm-hmm.
People that follow him, Dr. Umar, like he's the gospel, there are more people who don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's this faux intellectual thing that's out there right now. Like I had people arguing with me saying, who cares if Hitler said it? If it's true, it's true. It does matter that Hitler said it. It does matter. So, but there's a certain thing out there where under the guise of black empowerment, there are people out there that are co-signing things that are just wrong. And DeSean getting, this is like now the second time where he might even have the best intentions. He's caught up with people who are saying things that are wrong when he needs right now to either say nothing or say things that are right.
Well, and that's the point. If you are interested, you might not be interested in squelching this at all and playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. But if you are, what this comes off as is he 2 days of I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. That's the way this comes out. It's like, okay, I'm sanctioning this post that is saying that I was unfairly chastised. After we've been through 2 days worth of him trying to wriggle out of this whole thing.
Yeah, and
well, it's interesting because I think initially when I heard it, it's you try. You think it's a like on social media, and you brought up a good point, Mike. Like my initial thought was, it's a like on social media. If we're going to read into everybody's social media likes, mm-hmm. you can infer meaning where meaning doesn't belong. So it's how do you judge things when you can't necessarily get into the mind of the person? I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out when it comes to something like this, because we can infer meaning all we want. And it's just, does that mean that he's really not sorry?
Let me try to explain this simply.
Right.
And when you make an overt move to like a post, you are sanctioning the post.
Nah, that part. I
see. That's,
well,
that's,
I,
that's,
I think for the most part, like right. I see people when all the Trump post that he puts out there and all the conservatives that like that, they are sanctioning that.
Yeah, but I know a bunch of people who like it to bookmark it. You like things to bookmark them too, because you go back to your likes.
Okay.
In this case, what is he doing?
He's clearly saying that he's trying to say, I've only said things. What about the people who do things? That's what he's basically trying to say.
Okay.
I'm getting all this heat for saying something,
right.
But nobody gets in, not enough people get in trouble for doing things.
I didn't
hurt a Jewish person. I didn't, mm-hmm. I didn't take money away from, I didn't do anything violent to them. That's what the whole movement is saying, is that black people have never going out against other cultures, this is, mm-hmm. and done harm. They've done harm within our own culture,
right?
And up to other cultures. Other cultures do things wrong to black people, and when black people say something about it, they get chastised.
I totally agree with that.
But not in this case.
But here's the thing: he is in this cauldron right now.
Okay.
And so I'll ask you this. By liking this, is he re-stirring the cauldron?
Probably, in
a little bit of a way.
Yeah.
A little bit. And probably once again, I would imagine unintentionally.
Well, and
because
that's,
he didn't comment, he didn't share it. He just tries to slide in like, this brother basically saying, I appreciate you having my back.
Is yeah. What
okay. That's, all right.
Yeah. I mean, and whether I can't say if it's probably wrong, but that's what I took it as. So it's like, is this doubling down on what he initially did, I guess, is my question.
I don't think it's that far.
Right.
But it's co-signing?
I'm trying to understand.
It's undermining the apology a little bit.
And that's my concern about it. Because I want the thing to end smoothly. Where all parties are happy with it. And then the bottom line is it benefits the Eagles because he's a player who can benefit the Eagles. So, and I don't think this does any good. I think there's sometimes that you just got to bite the bullet, even though you're like this, and you want to like that because it resonates with you. I just don't think that it's wise to do it at this point. And if I was his agent, I would say that.
And I would imagine what's happening is, I know there's been a lot of people talking about how not enough people are calling him out. And I'm not saying that that's not true. What that makes it clear is there's not a lot of people who have his back on this one.
If they're looking at every like and everything he does?
Oh, that is just, I think that was a person from Bleeding Green who follows Dr. Umar and just happened on. I don't think they were searching for it. I think they just found it from following Dr. Umar and saw the post. I don't think they were searching because it's not that hard to find. I think out there in the world, he's not getting love from enough people publicly. And when he saw some love, he went to the love. That's what I think happened in that. So I bet you Malcolm Jenkins hasn't called him to say, hey, brother, this is okay.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. While they may not be out saying, hey, you're wrong, I don't think there's a lot of people reaching out to him saying, hey, no big deal. Because I think most reasonable people are recognizing that it is a big deal.
See, that's the thing about Deshaun, where he gets trapped now. Because his initial thing is, he's showing me love, I got to express, instead of thinking about, well, if I did this, how would it look?
Mm-hmm.
Like the same with the Hillary. Oh, I actually agree with that concept. Boom, it's out there. But like the second thought is, yeah, but it's Hitler involved. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's why I get people. I couldn't believe it was real. Like, people are saying, oh, if black people were the original Jews and they're the original this and that, then that's fine. I say, no, it's not. First of all, Hitler ended up not saying, but if you think Hitler said something, I don't give a damn what he said. He could say Tyrone Johnson's the greatest ever. If Hitler said it, no, you can't share it. Like, you can't be okay with it. Everything is void from a messenger like that. But there are people trying to bend over backwards to find ways for this to be okay. And there is just no way to make it okay.
Okay.
Period.
All right. Let's go, Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, Mike. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Drew?
Nothing much. To get off the whole Deshaun Jackson thing for a second here, here's a topic I wanted to get your take on here. And it involves around the return of sports. And here's my question for you. Do you think with everything going on in the world, between coronavirus and, society and culture and how things are in the state of what's going on right now, do you think it's too early to think about returning to sports? Or do you think the return to sports may help us heal a little bit better as a nation and take away from some of this angst that so much of us are feeling?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So the question is, what do you think? I mean, do you think, the return to sports is a wise thing, or do you think it's not going to help us? My thought is, I think returning to sports is going to be a good thing, and it's going to help people try to get their minds off of a lot of these other matters. Not that we should, because these things are important.
Yeah, of course, that's the idea of it. Is it supposed to help us? Now, here's the thing that traps me. I go, okay, well, what do I do? These guys are mercenaries for me? Because I'm really kind of bothered by that. I feel selfish that these guys are scared to death to go into this situation. I go, well, it's to help us. Who the hell am I that I need to be helped that much by those guys putting it at risk?
Exactly. And that's what my was going to say exactly is that, you know, we're putting these guys and their families and their lives at risk for our entertainment and for us to try to feel better about ourselves. So, like, you know, what else can we do as a nation to try to heal ourselves other than sports?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I know it's a deep thing.
Yeah. Drew, I hear you. It's a conflict that we all go through here. And I think if you were to ask people are not like way back, maybe a month or two ago, people, we need sports. You know, we got to have sports. And they weren't really thinking of ramifications. And now these guys are speaking to us. They're going, you know, I got families. I got a pregnant wife. I got to go in this bubble. I fear for my safety. And so now it's kind of resonating with people, and it touches your human side.
It does, man. My prayers are with these guys. I hope everything goes well, man. I really do.
All right, Drew. Thanks. 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show. It's back after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 2:45. It's the Mike Misnelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. And all week we've been discussing heavy issues. And I understand that sometimes this pains people to get into heavy issues. But the issues are what they are. And I think that the more we talk about them, the more we can come to an understanding on what the issues are and learn a tolerance. Now, here's the thing I will suggest to that there is a lot of white backlash now going on because the Black Lives Matter movement, the social injustice movements have somehow put white people on some kind of an edge, some kind of a cliff. I don't understand it. So I will just say this. By opening your mind to acceptance and tolerance to other cultures and races, I ask you, what detriment is that going to have on your culture? It's a really simple question. And I don't think people have taken time to think about it. What exactly are you fighting against if you're a white man in the face of an increased black racial equality movement? It's something that boggles my mind. I just don't understand it. And it certainly doesn't lead to tolerance and understanding. Alex in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Hey, Mikey Miss, how are you?
What's going on, Alex? How you doing?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Want to say shout-out to Tyrone. You know, your Sixers enthusiasm and knowledge is amazing, and I follow you guys. Listen, I've been waiting, and I want to address a couple things that I think we'll come to consensus on, and then I want to open another topic that relates to what we're talking about. But I think I have a feeling that Tyrone has some insight on this as well. So the first thing I want to say is about sports. And, yes, I'm a big sports fan. I miss my sports, too. But I think that you're absolutely right. It's a bit selfish for us to expect them to be able to put themselves at risk just for our enjoyment. I think that, you know, we also have to recognize that this is a historical moment in American history. It's a historical moment in time, and that sports are a huge, you know, and welcome distraction at this point for many people. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to, you know, keep people focused on, you know, things that are frivolous as far as, you know, in historical importance. The second thing I want to talk to you about is how I do believe it would be very hypocritical if you gave, you know, consequences to Deshaun Jackson in the retrospect of not giving anything to racist Riley Cooper, you know, as you have addressed that before. But I also understand your point that the Eagles, they are an entity that gets to make whatever decision makes the best sense for them. So when you're saying eagle eye, you know, and you're talking about Deshaun Jackson, who's an aging wide receiver who wasn't able to stay healthy, healthy last year, who obviously getting paid maybe more than his value. So obviously there, you know, the Eagles would have a considerable idea to be hypocritical, you know what I mean, in their own.
Here's the counterpoint to that. Hasn't the racial climate gotten so hot and changed so much that you can't not do anything now?
I think, you know, no matter what you do, you would be wrong. And no matter what you do, you're offending people. But I think truly, you know, and I think you will acknowledge that, you know, you have set a precedent, and it would be hypocritical to do the exact opposite. And there's only one, you know, commonality in that. With the decision of being a hypocrite, is that in both occasions, you know, the Eagles would have been choosing the opposite side of, you know, black people.
That's exactly what they're thinking now. I mean, this is why I brought this up, because that's the counterbalance. People say, well, it's you, I just suspended for a day. You go, that's going to cause a backlash. You're a business. You don't want backlash within your customer base. So if you go, well, listen, I understand we didn't do that with Riley Cooper, but the climate has changed so much, we can't not do anything. And we should have done something back then with Riley Cooper. That's our mistake, but now we got to do the right thing. They could say that. I don't know. The owner, general manager, Jewish. Like I said before, yesterday, they have people to answer to as well. So it's a dilemma that is not as easy as people want to make it out to be. It's what my point is. Kenny in Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kenny.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Ken? How you doing?
Let me break this down to you. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. But I'm going to give you a picture. Being a little kid, I'm biracial, Ukrainian and black, born in 74, lived in Longcrest. And I remember, just got baptized and going into a jeweler's row and saying, my mom came here when she was 13, knew all about the Holocaust. I said, you know, mommy, why all these are people that was, you know, done dirty too? And she was like, yeah, they real bad. I said, well, how come they got back? See, the thing is, we talk about as being African-Americans, because I'm dark-skinned because my father was dark, is why did Uncle Sam take care of everybody? I mean, I remember back to when Irish was getting, you were getting a dollar. They were slaves. You were getting a dollar for them, $5 for blacks. They got taken care of. Everybody got taken care of, but the brown skin and the red skin. And that's where sometimes I think the frustration comes out. I want to hear how you spin that, because
I'm not spinning anything. If you're going to tell me that there isn't a bad underbelly to how we've treated cultures in this country, I'm not going to disagree with you.
But no, my thing is, I agree with Tyrone. Once you use Adolf, nobody's going to listen to you.
That's the whole point. So, like, what was your beef with me? The way I
my thing is, the problem is, they even went as far as saying the Bible took care of them. Santa Claus took care of the Jewish people. They got their land back. They even got stocks into America. We're in 2020, we still getting. Google, you said look up about our relations. Google still getting beat.
Kenny, I'm well aware of the plight. I've been on the air for how many years? Have you ever heard me not preach about tolerance?
No, I agree. I'm not saying that. I'm saying sometimes you got a right side and left side. The right side is what you think. The left side is what you're supposed to say, or vice versa. I think Deshaun Jackson got his mixed up. But
no, I get it. You're kind of like, we have breaking news. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the breaking news?
All right. So Adam Schefter, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie's documentary film company Play Action Pictures just announced the completion of its inaugural project that has been in the works for 3 years, titled The Meaning of Hitler. Lurie is an executive producer for The Meaning of Hitler. Just announced today.
Wow.
So here's the bad part. It helps his project. Deshaun being an idiot helps the project.
Yeah.
But what in the world? So the owner is producing a film called The Meaning of Hitler. And the weekend before, the starting wide receiver just happens to quote Hitler on social media.
Well, see, this is what I'm telling you. Like, he has people to answer to.
Yeah.
In a major way.
Major way.
So,
what does he do? Like, because the cap and it's just not simple. I know people want it to be simple. And Riley Cooper would have been simple because he was on a rookie deal and is like a fourth round pick, whatever. It would have been simple. Deshaun, it would be a cap hit. It would be a PR hit with black people. And he has all this stuff hanging over him. I think it's going to take him some time to work this out.
What do they say about human beings eventually when they're in some kind of, like, who they have to side with, whether they have to side with family or they side with, does he have to side with, we're all used to siding with our people, right? When push comes to shove.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So does he have that perspective that he has to side with his people now? Or does he say, I have to side with an entire fan base, which includes African-American customers and fans who, if I suspend this guy, will rebel against me.
See, I don't want to, because that's one of the things that a lot of black people have been saying the last few days about how the, quote, Jewish people stick together. And if they're offended by this, why weren't they offended when it happened to somebody? Like, I would like to try to avoid that kind of thing. I hope that he wouldn't punish them just because... You know what I'm saying? Just for that reason, he should punish him because it was wrong.
Well, we've agreed that it's wrong.
Right.
That's the thing. We agree that it's wrong, that on its face it's wrong. But there are other factors that would prevent him from actually suspending the guy.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to suspend him. Not cut him. I think they're going to have to suspend him.
We'll see what happens. This is amazing. I mean, there's so many
complexities
to this whole thing, and we'll talk about them all. 610-632-0975. It's Mike Misnelli Show, and we're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.